This is the Raising Carter podcast, and I'm your host, Ramon Weatherall Sr. And some of you guys are wearing the jersey, but you're not on the team. You guys are selfish. You're saying stuff to make other people happy. Don't say that you're for, you know, fathers raising their sons, and then you turn around and you go out and you make a video like this.
We treat our boys like pit bulls. Shut the f*** up, don't cry, do some push-ups, da-da-da. We train like dogs. So a lot of guys, right? For me, I don't feel like it was that bad. I feel like I was a timid kid. I didn't know what I was good at. My father was a great guy. He took care of me my whole life. But my father didn't know who he was, so he couldn't tell me who I was. And because I didn't have that, I had to figure that out like on my own. And it took me till later, like deep into my 20s. So that was my personal issue, but I do feel like that's a relevant thing for most men. I didn't have to deal with it. I was an only child with a lot of older cousins. So all the street shit they dealt with, like I didn't even have a fight till I was older because my big cousins was like, couldn't do shit to me. Like, you know, I was just very protected and sheltered as a child. Which when I had to go out on my own, now I'm timid because it's like I ain't used to conflict because I never had to deal with it. So it was a little different for me, but I think that's a very valid point though at the same time.
What the hell are you talking about? You are all over the place. This black man raised their sons like pit bulls. It's fugazi. It's not the truth. How would you know? You just said you were raised up sheltered. That all the beef and all the stuff you had, that your cousins handled that for you. So who are you talking about? This is what people, we need to stop doing. Stop talking about stuff you personally haven't dealt with. Stop trying to certify what you're saying if you haven't gone through it yourself. Oh, my dad's a great guy, but he didn't know who he was. How do you know that? First of all, deal with your stuff, okay? Don't throw us all under the bus before you deal with your stuff, before you deal with your daddy issues, okay? All black men raise their sons like pit bulls. Well, you wasn't raised like a pit bull because you said you grew up timid. So which one is it? Are you mad that you didn't get treated like that? I don't understand. But this is what happened. And the woman, she just agreeing with all what you said. You're not on our team. That's why I said some of us are wearing a jersey, but they ain't on our team. You said what you said for two reasons. One, to make her happy, and so you could go viral probably. But none of that, what you said, was to help us, fathers or sons. Why are you saying it? And what does that mean anyway, that black men raise their sons like pit bulls? What does that mean? That's another thing people do. They just say stuff that sound good. What the fuck does that mean? It's a lie. It's not true. I don't know every black man, but I know a lot of guys. No one's raising their son like a pit bull. They are bad fathers. But it ain't just black fathers, it's bad fathers of every race. But you being a black man, why would you get on any podcast, anywhere, saying what you're saying when it's not true? We don't just all get together and say, you know what? We're going to raise all our sons like pit bulls. That's what we going to do. What the f***? That, you know, we raise our sons to be tough. Pardon me, sir, but if you a man, a young man, you're going to have to be a little tough. You're going to have to go through things that possibly a woman wouldn't have to go through. Okay. Newsflash. We need to stop acting like being a man, being a young man is not tough, and having some backbone and having some fight in you is a bad thing. It's not at all. You're going to need it. Because you're going to get knocked down and you're going to have to get back up. You're going to have to take care of a family. You're going to have to be in charge. You're wearing a jersey, man. You aren't on a team. Oh, you're all on social media talking and you're not helping our case any. Why is, you know, just black men treat us? How would you know? You know, you sound like when Dave Chappelle did the skit with the black man who thought he was a white Ku Klux Klan member. That's what you sound like. Because you have no idea what you're talking about. deal. I'm not going to take it easy on you, man, because you're talking like you know what you're talking about when you don't. Do you have children? Do you raise them like pit bulls? Probably not, sir. You probably don't have children and you probably not going to raise them like pit. So why are you saying that? Because you want clicks, because you want to seek the approval of the other lady who's doing a podcast. You probably like her or whatever. You're saying everything that she wants to hear, so you're on the podcast. But what about all of us that you just throwing up under the bus? I don't give a damn. You don't give a damn about them. You know, I don't care nothing about that. This is what I mean. They wearing a jersey, but that you guys aren't on a team. You're not pro man. And being pro man is not down in women. It's supporting and uplifting and empowering other men, giving them the pat on the back, giving them the high five. Hey, man, you're doing a good job. Being a team. You're not on the team, bro. You're not on the team. You need to be taken out of the game, bro, because that's not what we need right now. So that was this episode of the Raising Carter podcast. If you're on the team, be a good teammate. Yes, fathers, we do need to step it up. There are fathers that aren't raising their sons right, but just to go jump out the window and say black fathers are raising their sons like pit bulls, man, that's not true, and we not having that. So if this video brought you any value, check out the rest of our videos in this playlist right here, the Raising Carter podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about it. Tell other men about it. It's not just a podcast for black men. It's a podcast for men. But that video had to be shot down. This is the Raising Carter podcast. And I am your host, Ramon Weatherall. And I am out of here. Peace.